I wanted to create an environment when that door opens and a person walks through, I almost want them just when the door opens. So you got 1 foot in inside and you go, where am I? This is different. And so I went out and sourced some chairs and I bought some chairs, massage chairs. That way the client in the Cairo Club could get their back loosened up first. Mm. The chair itself, I felt, was serving an important component because it was loosening up all the muscles. But the feedback is people were coming out of the chair saying, my God, I could sit in that thing all day. I thought to myself, well, what if we just had a center that was the primary value proposition?
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to Rochester Business Connections on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm your host, Ben Albert, and I am here today with Dr. William Ferris. Doc, how you doing today, man?
Ben, good morning. Good to see you. Good to be here with you. I know we have been anticipating this for quite a while, so it's great that the day is finally here. Good morning.
I'm excited for it. As the listeners know, this is Rochester Business Connections. I'm talking to local leaders. We do have listeners from honestly everywhere across the globe. So we're going to talk about what you're doing here in Rochester, but it's fascinating because it's really the first of its kind, right?
This is a first of its kind. Yep, it sure is. First of its kind, only of its kind. And it's right here in Rochester, New York.
Yep. And we're talking about Tranquility Now. You're also the owner of Modern Chiropractic. I want to get into the backstory, but first, let's do a synopsis of Tranquility Now. I know you've got the branded shirt on. I've been a regular customer of yours because I have serious lower back problems. I work in an office, so I need relaxation. I need comfort. Well, what do you guys do at Tranquility Now?
Well, you know, I'll give you we'll start with the 30-second elevator speech, so to speak. But really what we're positioned as is a kind of a trusted resource for relaxation, restoration, just being centered, you know, with your mind, your body, your soul, just a holistic, restorative, I would say positive escapism, you know, because there's all kinds of escapism. Some can be negative, but can we find an escapism that produces wellness and benefit and makes me a better person or a more productive person? So in a way we're accomplishing that is we're leveraging technology to marry automated massage with guided meditation. And so the result of that is we can physically relax a person's body. The power of touch is very powerful. Mm. And then we can combine it with getting the mind right. And all of that's done in one stop, rather than going to various providers. And it's done in about a fraction of the time. So we're able to save people time and money who are, you know, wellness conscious and are looking for a resource where they can, you know, have this service that's pretty much on demand too. That, I guess that would probably be the other key feature. Instead of waiting, instead of booking out, instead of, you know, or when a person's schedule goes up and down on any given day, and you have a particular day where you say, hey, I want that service right now. Well, traditionally, you would be booking out. It's very difficult. And here, it's literally on demand. You can open up an app and a couple of clicks, and you're in your little pod, you know, creating wellness and relaxation. So it's a cool concept. And yeah, that's kind of the broad strokes of it, I guess.
Let's make a funny comparison, because anybody, in theory, could put some AirPods in, show up to the mall, and sit in one of those clunky, not so comfy, but I don't know, okay massage chairs as someone shopping. That's not what we're talking about, correct?
Yeah, and you bring up a great point, and that's probably the number one. I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, a bad stigma can lick a good dogma. So, you know, the stigma is, oh, I've heard about these chairs. This is in the mall, and I've seen these at the airport. So, you know, and rightfully so, people are going to think that initially. But to your point, there's really literally no comparison. This is a completely different level technology. It's the highest end, most luxurious chair on the market. That would be number one. And there's some technical reasons I can get into as to why. But the other part is it's the experiential. You know, it's really the immersion environment that you're in, and that fosters some of that relaxation. It's hard to really relax in a mall when you got the lights and the people walking by, but here you're in your own little private space, and it's you know, it's got the music, the just the whole experience promotes the wellness, plus the chair's in a different class by itself. Yeah,
we dove right in. We'll get into the story. I'm passionate about it because I've been there four to five times. And I'll come in, hot towel on the back of my neck, little foot massage, pick out exactly like the settings I want, you know, the how like deep of a tissue I want it to be. And then I just jump into a chair, close my eyes, put on headphones, and it like it's moving me around. It's like I feel like no gravity as I'm moving around. It's a cool experience, man. And I mean that wholeheartedly.
I appreciate that. I really do. I love that feedback. And, you know, it pleases me to hear you say right from the onset, when you walk in the door, the towel, you know, all of those little things. And that's what we're trying to do. I wanted to create an environment when that door opens and a person walks through, I almost want them just when the door opens. So you got one foot inside and you go, where am I? This is different. This feels different. Like I'm almost entering into an enchanted forest, or so to speak. But then we add some things to that, like the hot towel, you know, make you feel like you're in first class on the airplanes, and just the whole experience. Yeah. So I think that's really important that it starts the moment the client walks into the facility, that there's an immediate almost like, okay, I'm feeling like I'm decompressing right now, you know, immediately. But and then to your point, once you actually get into the back and you're in your own private space and the chair begins, now you're at a whole nother level of it. But I wanted it to start immediately. So I love that you pointed out the towel, because I think those little details are important, you know.
Well, yeah, and I told you this isn't gonna happen for everyone per se, but I'm walking out the door and I'm like, feel like I'm really high right now or something, and you're like, it's probably a dopamine rush.
Yeah, I mean, you have some of that where, you know, there's the body's releasing endorphins. It's the power of touch. And I know you combine it with your guided meditation, I believe is your headsets that you bring.
I actually, I'll put it in the show notes, but Robbie Bent invented an app, Othership, that does something similar to what you guys administer. So I'm just doing it on my own, but it's a guided meditation with music and breathing exercises. So I just detach from the world and focus on my breath for 30 minutes and just breathing and letting the chair do its work just seems to open everything up for me.
Yeah, that's a good point. The breathing. I never really thought about that. But if you you obviously have some experience, but when you bring breath work into the physical touch, into the emotional, mental sort of support through the guided meditation, I mean, that's like a human car wash. You're going in there going, oh my God, a half hour later, I'm a new person. And I think why that's important is because it's how we show up in life, you know, and we all wear many hats. So I got to head back to the office, or I have to head, you know, home to the wife, the husband, the kids, the, you know, to baseball practice and all of the responsibilities. But we have to show up at each one of those and try to be our best. And it's hard when we're being run down, we're on the go, we don't have a restorative element in our day. And it can wear people down. By the time you get to the things that are most important, arguably, you know, you may not be at your best. But if you have a place where you sort of recharge the battery and you're doing it holistically, you know, it makes a difference. And so, yeah, that's That's a cool idea behind the whole thing.
It makes a big difference. And you have, I mean, you're a doctor. You have a background in this kind of stuff. You started modern chiropractic, which we won't dive too deep into today because this already could be a 90-minute discussion if we wanted it to be. But you became a chiropractor. Now you've got Tranquility. Now talk about like the come up process that led you maybe just into wanting to be a chiropractor in the first place, or just a little bit of your backstory that led us to where we are today.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'll give you sort of the brief rundown. You know, graduating with a biology degree, bachelor in science, trying to figure out what I was going to do. Long story short, I did land my first job out of college in pharmaceutical sales. And so I was with Johnson & Johnson. And, you know, great company, great first job, moved to New York to accept that position. I'm from Ohio, and worked in that corporate 100 environment for a good 7-8 years, just selling pharmaceuticals and going in and out and talking to doctors. And then from there, it led to sort of my next phase, which stayed in corporate America, but I jumped ship and I went into OR sales, meaning in the operating room with surgeons. And so I went from pharmaceuticals. Now I'm in the surgical side. And I did that for a while as well. And, you know, and I was growing up. I was in my, you know, mid-20s at that point. Now I'm heading into my 30s. And I just sort of had an awareness one day about, you know, is this the only way to produce health and wellness? You know, I was starting to almost challenge my own paradigm, you know, drugs and surgery. And that's all I ever saw. And one day I was standing in surgery, and you don't do much, you know, unless the surgeon asks you a question. You say, oh, well, you turn a little knob over there. But other than that, you're standing around quite a bit. And so my back began to hurt. And I remember somebody said, well, why don't you go see a chiropractor? And it was so foreign to me. And I said, why would I go see one of those? Like, I didn't know what they did or who they were, but long story short, I went, the guy did a maneuver and fixed my back. And it was a bit of an epiphany, you know, and I kind of challenged him. I said, like, that was it? Because he did, you know, what chiropractors do. And he goes, well, stand up and try the movement. So I was like moving and it was gone. And so that just led to a revelation about, wow, this is pretty cool. This is a whole nother side of health and wellness I never even really had information about or was privy to. So him and I became friends. Long story short, I went back to chiropractic college. I actually left corporate America, put in my resignation, and just went back to school. And 3.5 years later, graduated and opened up Modern Chiropractic, which is in Victor, New York. It's still there, and I'm still the owner. And it's great. You know, we've 17 years later, I mean, we've helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people without drugs, without surgery. And so that's kind of the backstory.
And wow, first off, amazing. I mean, no drugs, no surgery, coming in and help people heal their bodies. They're in pain. You relieve that pain. The business is crushing it. So you're already kicking butt. Why pivot and start a new business? What was going on through your head that kind of spurred that decision?
You know, that's a great question. And it's a multifaceted answer, I have to admit. If I were going to pin it, so because you use the word pivot, if I was going to try to pin it to sort of another of these epiphany moments I keep talking about, or these revelations or awarenesses. I remember during COVID, everything was shut down. I actually had to shut down the chiropractic business for a while. And that was in March, right? March 2020. And then you go into March, April, May, June, July. So as we're heading into the summer months, I was up at the park. I have a dog. I have a boxer, by the way, named Champ. So me and Champ were at the park and I had a cup of coffee. And I'm sitting on a bench, not doing anything, just feeling the wind, the sun, just sitting there. And I felt so amazing. This just this peace, like it felt everything was right with the world. And I just had a revelation of how necessary it is to have these moments of escapism or just or just, you know, shutting down everything, our daily grind, our daily responsibilities, the fires we put out every day, and just having a moment where you're just present. And it brought me back, actually, to be honest with you, it brought me back to childhood. And I realized I have not had a summer vacation since I was a kid. Remember, we were kids, like we took it for granted.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get your entire summer off. And we just did that, you know, all the way through. And I didn't realize how important having that time off was. And so from there, I began to realize, what if people had, you know, these moments built into their day, or at least had access to it? And then you have to, and then I had to figure out, well, if I'd like to create that, how do you do it in the average person's life who's busy and running around and multiple responsibilities and economic hardship and holistic, you know? So I started reverse engineering all that, saying, how can we serve the community so that we all have these little moments of like, I feel good right now. Yeah. Everything's just sort of releasing out of my body, the stress, the whatever. Honestly, it could be more than just stress. It could be anger. It could be unforgiveness. It could be all the stuff that we all wrestle with. And just it's all cleansing away. And you walk out feeling restored and centered. And so I don't know if I'm answering the question,
you
but
are.
I think it goes back to that moment, honestly. And then now that was what, 3 or 4 years ago. So it took a while to actually brainchild the whole thing. But I think that was probably the impetus. Yeah.
And I understand the mindset and the impetus behind it. But where did it come into play that, well, let's partner with like the highest quality premium chairs out there? Let's, like, where did the actual product come into play that this was what you were going to build based after that revelation? You, at some point, you're like, how do I bring this to market in one way or another? And you created a whole thing that didn't exist yet. So what did that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, it started with chiropractic, going back to that foundation. And I was building something called Chiro Club, where I was trying to serve people and just give them all the extras. You know, a lot of times in chiropractic, it's not just a one fix. So maybe you have to do a little bit of cryotherapy, a little bit of laser, the adjustment itself. There's modalities and different things. And I said, what if we just make one flat price? They get everything they need. And we just make it more affordable, more accessible. And so as I was putting that together, I wanted, you know, partly I wanted to automate some of it. And so I went out and sourced some chairs, and I bought some chairs, massage chairs. That way the client in the Chiro Club could get their back loosened up first and then go see the licensed chiro, get all the extras. And by the time they leave, they've got multiple services. But the chair itself, I felt, was serving an important component because it was loosening up all the muscles, which then makes the adjustment hold a little bit longer. So bringing this back around to sort of answer your question, you know, we have to set those chairs on a time limit because we can't, you know, you can't just have people sitting in the chairs all the time.
It was
pretty abbreviated, but enough to loosen up the muscles. But the feedback is people were coming out of the chair saying, my God, I could sit in that thing all day. And I just started thinking like, you know, and you probably need to sit in it longer, but this is chiropractic. This isn't a massage center, so I'm not going to position it like that. But then I thought to myself, well, what if we just had a center that was the primary value proposition, and we could lengthen the process, and we could add in different protocols and customize it to people's needs. And so anyway, from there, it all began to, you know, come into like a vision almost. And so I went out to the West Coast and I went to an expo and I sat in a lot of chairs, Ben. I mean, oh my gosh, every manufacturer was there. I went to chair after chair after chair. And I discovered a lot of them, they're not created equal, I'll tell you that. And a lot of them hurt, to be honest with you. You know, as a chiropractor, I have a very tuned in sense to proper therapy, proper therapeutic touch. You know, where the pressure should be applied, all of those things. And I just realized a lot of the chairs just, they've missed the mark. They're okay, but I wasn't wowed. And then I sat in this particular chair and I couldn't believe it. And even today, and I think you and I talked about this last time we were in, even today, and as the owner now of Tranquility Now, but putting an unbiased hat on as a licensed chiropractor, mm-hmm. every time I come out of that chair, I'm like, I just can't believe how accurate it is, you know, because there's principles behind musculoskeletal therapy, knowing like such as where's the origin of the muscle, where's the insertion, where do you press near the attachment site, but not on the bony prominence, like all of these things. And the chair just sinks right into where it's supposed to. And so, you know, from there, I kind of left that expo and said, okay, I found my chair. You know, I'm definitely going with this chair. I couldn't find a better one. And so from there, I worked out an exclusivity with the manufacturer. So we're the only ones who can promote this chair here in this area, in this geographical region.
I love it. Some people watch, but we also, even if you're watching, we don't have a chair in front of us. So this is, we're going to get a little nerdy, but tell me about like the chair. So walk me through, I've done it, but walk through the listener through that experience of sitting in and then what's happening, like maybe from a more scientific level, like what's going on?
Yeah. So, you know, with the chair, if you break it down maybe into its pieces, parts, you have vertical, you know, therapeutic tracks that go up and down the spine. You have horizontal. So that's 1D and 2D. And then you have depth, which would add a 3D element. And then very few chairs on the market have what's called a fourth dimensional element to it. And so these chairs have all four. So, and the fourth dimension is variable speed. So that can mimic the hands of a licensed therapist because they use variable speed as they're moving through the body. And so it's a 4D massage. It's really incredible technology. And the other piece I liked is it covered 60% more of the spine. It actually gets down into the gluteal muscle, which is important because it attaches to the pelvic, which then attaches to the big muscles in the lower back. Mm-hmm. All of that has to be addressed. And the chair covers all those bases in a four-dimensional setting. And it's just really effective. So one of the things I have on my chiropractic office door is integrity and efficacy will be our foundation. And so what I mean by that is integrity is just tell the truth. You know, consumers are coming in, just be honest. You know, whatever you would recommend for your mom or your brother or your sister or yourself, that's what we should share with the client. And the other thing is it has to work. You know, people are paying good money for an outcome. And so that integrity and efficacy, these chairs pass that test, in my opinion, because the efficacy is through the roof. I mean, they really work, but it's based on the four-dimensional component. And then I think you mentioned zero gravity. So what's really cool is the chair will tilt back. You're really in like a cocoon. You have acupressure. So the arms have a squeezing element, the calves, the feet.
Yeah, to clarify, you're putting your arms through it. You're putting your legs through it. So it's your body's immersed in inside of it. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, exactly. So you're sitting in a cocoon. Your arms are wrapped in like basically these real fancy leather airbags, super comfortable. Same with the calves and the shoulders and the hips. And so you have that, which basically amounts to acupressure. So you have acupressure with the rollers and the massage, and then the bottoms of the feet, there's foot reflexology. And that was another element of the chair. Like it's really dialed in. I have to say, it's just, we have no complaints. It doesn't hurt. It just feels good. And that was one of my complaints with some of the other chairs. It was a little rough on the bottoms of the feet.
Okay.
And as soon as it's rough, you can't relax. So, but anyway, yeah, you're going into zero gravity, which means the chair reclines. The feet come above the heart, which optimizes circulation. And that's the position recommended by physicians. And so you're just in a reclined zero gravity position with full immersive bodily massage, which is why, and I guess I'll just make this point here, which is why a 20-minute experience in the chair is almost the equivalent of a 60-minute massage, because, you know, if you think about it, A therapist has two hands. They start on the shoulder, let's say, as an example. Then they go to the other shoulder, down the back to the hip. It literally takes 60 minutes to get through the human body. So the chair, on the other hand, is doing all of it at once. And so people can get a 60-minute massage in 20 minutes or a 90-minute in 30 minutes, if that makes sense. So super effective, saving people a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of the other pieces, I guess, is no removal of clothing, no messy oils. We hear kind of this every once in a while. Some of the feedback we're getting as to why people like this model, they say, you know what? I like it. I can just walk in, head back, don't take my clothes, just go in the chair. In a half hour, I feel like I had a 90 minute and I'm back out to life. And I didn't have any chatty therapist. Nothing wrong with a therapist, by the way. There's a place for everybody. I'm not disparaging anything, but this is some of the feedback is I don't have to worry about chatty therapists, tipping, clothes removal, messy oils, that whole list. You know, so there's a place for it. And I felt like there was a population of people out there that felt this way, that were never, nobody was having the conversation, and maybe they were underserved. And now that I'm here, you know, and have built the business, that's exactly the feedback we're hearing. So I knew they were out there. They needed a place to come to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I'm in the category that I would probably lean far closer to introverted than extroverted. And sometimes I don't want to be judged and I don't want to have a conversation. So I completely detach, eyes closed. I'm just detached from the external world that can be overwhelming at times. And if you are more outgoing and extroverted and bubbly, this is a way for you to slow down, mellow your energy, and then go and blast off as soon as you leave. Like, this is for anybody. But I know personally, I like not having to chat. Does this feel good? This or that? I don't know. I like the privacy to, again, if I've got headphones in and I'm listening to a guided meditation, if I'm breathing, if there's a tear, if any of that happens, it's sometimes awkward to have someone in the room with you. And part of the experience is that guided meditation. So talk a little bit about the meditation element of the whole experience.
I love that. I love that word detached, first of all, though. It's so important. And also the, you know, just the introverted privacy, don't really want to talk, because think about kind of what we're really talking about here, which is notifications. Like all of these notifications going off all day long. I mean, we're surrounded by it. And then you find yourself in a situation where now you're trying to relax and you're having a massage and you might have a chatty therapist and you don't want that. And I heard a lot of people say to me, what was I going to say there? I lost my train of thought, but it was about just, you know, they would get a massage and you'd say, how was your massage? And they would say, and you're like, what do you mean? And they go, well, I didn't relax. And you go, what do you mean you didn't relax? You were having a massage. And they go, I don't know. I just, you know, either they were talking or I just can't relax. So yeah. So all of that kind of goes away with this model. But to your point about the guided meditation that you just asked me. So that's the other component. We're using something called BrainTap, which has a ton of science behind it. If you go back to my thing, efficacy and integrity, I always make sure it's a scientific based, you know, outcome, whatever we're using here. So BrainTap is really cool, but it's a headset. And it goes on like the earphones you're using. It's got a visor that comes over the eyes. It's not a visual journey. It's an audio journey. I can explain the visor later, but it's topical. So people can come in and pick any topic they want, literally from, let's say, PTSD in the military to smoking cessation to letting go of the past, overcoming shame, all kinds of addictions, be a better golfer. I mean, you can almost pick
that's an option. Be a better golfer.
Oh, yeah. Be a better golfer. I think there's tennis player in there, too. So it's this vast topical library. And people pick whatever is relevant to them. And it's about a 20 to 30, 25 minute experience. So it correlates right with the massage and they just go hand in hand.
Yeah. Love it. It's, yeah. So I didn't realize there was like tennis, golf. This isn't like, let's talk about shame. If you don't want to talk about shame today, you can actually go, and probably it's like a visualization exercise to make you better when you're actually outperforming, I'm imagining.
Well, yeah, it's it's guided visualization.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And, you know, my biggest challenge is taking this big library of topics and getting it into a system where the client can come in and not have decision fatigue. You know, like how do you take all this information and get into a presentable format? So we're working on that right now. We've led with the top 25 that people usually pick, and sort of phase two will be, I'm going to figure out a way to open up all the rest of them. But yeah, man, it's super cool. What else was there? Oh yeah. There's wealth creation, you know, be a better salesman, just everything you could think
everything.
Of. Yeah. But kind of to your point. So it's not a visual, it's guided visual, but I can show you a picture right here. Can you see this
woman wearing it? 100%.
Actually I have it right here.
That's the,
So this is the headphones, and then this visor goes down. So if I were to demonstrate it like this, then you can see. But what's happening is the visual, your eyes are closed, and then there's little lights in there, and the lights are emitting, and your eyes are closed, but it goes through the lid and it activates the optic nerve. And so it augments the audio component. And so that's the science behind it. I can get into binaural beats, but that's what takes the messaging and then puts it into the subconscious. Even if a person can't focus, they might be like, their mind's racing and they believe in meditation, but they struggle with it. They can never calm down their mind. Well, this binaural beat combined with that, the optic nerve component takes the messaging into the subconscious, whether you want to or not. That's what makes it so powerful. It's literally effortless meditation.
I think you mentioned like a car wash, for example. There's no way the car is going to fight the fact that the dirt's falling off it. That's the point of the car wash. So this is like the human car wash. We could do probably a whole episode on binaural beats because it's just an interesting concept. But what's the bird's eye view? It's basically changing the frequency of your brainwave, right?
Yeah. So the bird's eye view is, we know that there's different states to mental cognition, such as alpha, beta, delta, theta. So, for example, this right here, you and I consciously talking and exchanging ideas, is called beta. And when you go into sleep and you become creative and inspired and that kind of thing, that's theta. So the long story short is, the guided meditation with the binaural beats takes a person into theta automatically. Mm-hmm. And that's where the power is. That's where you release your creativity, your focus, your drive, your concentration, your rewiring. It's based on something called neuroplasticity, which is rewiring of the brain to create new pathways. So important, because we get so much input, negative input, actually, largely. And these things create pathways. And so we have to have a way to create better pathways, healthier pathways, and targeted, you know, targeted to the things that we're dealing with or struggling with. Real quick, too, the other big picture view.
Yeah.
Binaural beats, a lot of people have heard of this. They're not quite sure what it is. And so there's a voice, let's say in the left ear, with a certain tone and frequency. And then the same message comes into the other ear, except it's a slightly altered tone and frequency. So the human brain is so sophisticated, it can detect this. Mm. And it says, why is there two different frequencies? I don't like that. I want one coherent message. And so it actually makes a phantom frequency. It makes its own out of the two, and it puts it inside a person's head. And it just pulls that out of thin air. So now you have a third frequency that the brain creates, which is what pushes a person into theta and neuroplastic rewiring. And that's what's so cool about it. It's just the best thing I've ever seen, honestly. It's so effective. We had a gentleman walk in here one day, big, tough looking guy. He looked like a Navy SEAL, tats all over. Him and I are actually really good friends now. But he came in and he said, what are you guys doing to my wife in here? And we were all like this, you know. And he goes, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, she's a brand new person. He's like, thank you. He's like, thank you. She's a brand new person. And so then he came in to try it out and he tried it. And actually him and I have become pretty good friends. But yeah, but it just works. It's so cool, man.
It is cool. And Andrew Huberman, he has a podcast, The Huberman Lab. It's like a 4-hour episode, so we won't go over it right now. But he's a neuroscientist, and he talked deeply about how things like alcohol and a lot of the things we do for fun, and I'm not, you know, going to harp on a glass of wine. I still drink. I'm not entirely sober, but things like that hyper reduce your neuroplasticity. It actually makes it so the brain can't learn as quickly, can't retain information, can't integrate new habits. So this is a way that someone could go have it experience like, oh, I'm stressed. I want a glass of wine. But instead of touching the wine, have a better experience and not actually do anything detrimental.
There you go. That was perfectly said, man. That's exactly right. You know, and we need it. We really do need it, because I think a lot of people are, you know, they used to say burning the candle at two ends. Yeah. Nowadays it's three ends, because we're all multitasking. And so it's just easy to reach for the simple vices, the extra glass of wine or the this, that, the other. Not that there's some benefit, right? There's actually research on a glass or two, but I'm saying in excess. And so you're right. This is a way to go to something else, more effective, better, and you actually feel like, oh my God, I'm improving and I can take more control of my life versus less control, which is the problem with the vices. The vices help us escape. So the escapism is there. But when you come out of the escape, you're less able to handle the simple things, and it gets reduced over time. So we have to come up above that and expand our ability to handle the daily stuff. And the only way you do that is through something productive that's actually benefiting you, not reducing a person. And that's why the vices in excess have a detrimental effect over the long term. And by the way, yeah, Andrew is phenomenal. I do watch his stuff quite regularly. Super impressive guy, like a genius. He's amazing. Yeah.
He's incredible. And well, let me know if I end up doing the chair to excess. Cause I have one of those memberships where I can come in basically every day, which probably maybe that's too much, but I can come in. And the one complaint I've had is the sizing always isn't perfect, but that's kind of part of the beauty of it, because you go in and if the sizing isn't perfect, you just come back again and course correct to make it better the next time. And that's a great problem to have, because I still closed my eyes. I still relaxed. I still got a massage. The sizing was slightly off. That's a great problem to have if that's your biggest complaint.
Well, it's a nice way to phrase it. I appreciate that. But, you know, you're right. You're right. There is a bit of a what I call like a discovery process, where we will take feedback from our clients, such as yourself. And maybe, you know, to your point, maybe somebody says, you know, it stopped right here on my shoulder, but I wanted it to go a little bit higher. So we just keep dialing it in. Eventually, we get it to a spot where most people, and I can't say all people, but a huge majority are saying, nah, we got it. That was it. That's my number. Remember my number. So then we just put those notes in the system. So when the person comes back, we've got it dialed in. But yeah, it can be a little bit of a process. Normally we get that done in 1 to 2 visits. Occasionally it goes a little bit longer, but eventually we'll find what works for a person. And then we've got the answer. You know, once we know the height and stuff, it pretty much stays there. Unless somebody says, hey, today I want to just focus on this one spot. So we can do spot protocols as well, and just focus on a problem area. In fact, I think I was mentioning to you when we were off the camera just a minute ago, we're reorganizing our board So we have some cute names for the massages, you know, when people walk in, like we have, for example, the bear hug or cloud nine or
yoga the stretch, Kahuna,
the yoga bend and stretch. Yeah. You had me at hello, right? All these fun massage names that people pick, but we're going to open up another option called build your own. And so people are going to be able to come in and just choose. So, but you know, you have to remember, we're only been open for what, 8-10 weeks.
Yeah.
So and, we're learning and you know.
Yeah. What's funny is this might not come out for another 6-10 weeks. There's usually a little bit of a grazing period. You're already transforming and you guys just launched. I'm just imagining where you'll be in 10 weeks, 10 months, several years. The sky's the limit. And I know personally, people are watching me do it. I'm looking at a screen a lot of the time. I work from an office. I used to work in my bed some days. My upper back and neck sometimes get tight. So I came and I said, can you just do my upper body? And y'all just did my upper body. So I thought that was kick butt. I want to, as we're starting to kind of close out, I kind of want to answer two questions. The listener probably has a ton of questions, but two I think are very important.
Okay.
If someone isn't in the Rochester area, they might be wondering, well, what's this have to do with me? I want people, if they're listening, like, listen to the attention to detail from the moment you walk in to the customer service to the integrity of the product. Like, this goes to any entrepreneur or business leader across the board, the attention to detail. And for anybody who's in Rochester, well, where are you guys located? Because we haven't even mentioned that yet.
Oh, for people who are not here in Rochester?
No, so for people that aren't here, I hope they're still listening to you as an entrepreneur and the attention to detail, and I hope they gain value from this conversation. People that are in Rochester, I have like free guest passes and stuff with my membership. They could come with me if they want to. How would someone local come see you guys?
Well, so as an initial visit into the clinic, it's really simple. I mean, it's really simple. We actually do accept walk-ins, so a lot of people walk in. Or we have a phone number. It's 585-417-8200. We have a third-party answering service that will help gladly schedule people. The reason I did that, by the way, farmed it out, so to speak, was because now the phones aren't ringing all day long and inside the facility.
I've never heard a phone ring.
Yeah, it doesn't ring. So we just focus, literally, it's all customer centric. It's about you guys, the members, the person in front of us, and it's completely customer centric. And scheduling and some of those other things could go to the third party. So there's that. You can call the number or the website, which is tranquilitynow.com. And right there, it says intro offer. And the intro offers a huge value. People can come and get a fully immersive 20-minute zero gravity for $39, and they get it twice. So you can come back and do it again. And then we throw in the hot stones as well. So we call it the hot stones, which is the lumbar heats up on the chair. It feels really nice. So we include that. And I guess the other thing is, you said attention to detail. They're going to get a custom pair of socks, little grip socks that are branded. People seem to love the socks. And so that's our intro offer. So it's either online or call the number, but yeah.
Yeah. And again, I think I have like guest passes that no one takes me up on this kind of stuff, but if someone's listening, wants to get coffee at like a Starbucks across the street, then jump in. You're like right next to Whole Foods. There's like a Zoom Tan. I'm not going to go to Zoom Tan personally, but someone wants to grab coffee, they could come with me. I mean, I've got the membership. It's super affordable. And if anything, I'm probably going to annoy you guys because I come in every single week, you know?
Yeah, no, we love it, man. I love it. I want you to come in every week, but you're right. That's another way to do it. So the members have guest passes, certain allocation. And whenever you can drag someone with you and you say, hey, I want to share the love, I want you to experience this, come on, you know, you just bring them with you and we're going to accommodate them. But you're right. We're in the Whole Foods Plaza. We're right off of the 490. I mean, literally at the exit.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool plaza. I mean, I think you know the backstory. It's been in the works for 8-9 years. It's finally here. But we have Whole Foods, Zoom Tan, Sephora's coming, Crumble Cookie, Starbucks, T-Mobile, Jersey Mike's. You know, it's a cool little plaza. We love all our neighbors. Chapter One is over there. They do a lot of good work, aesthetics and stuff. But yeah, it's a cool little plaza. And you know, there's a little, people talk about the parking, and I guess I'll just put this out there. It's really not that bad. I'll be honest. It's not bad at all. You can pull up literally right in front of our building.
Yeah, there's no issue.
Only tricky thing is, how do I get out of here? And because one direction only sends you right, and the other one, you can, so as soon as somebody figures that out, which is after the first visit, then there's no problems going forward. But that initial day where you're like, how do I get out of here? Yeah, you have to figure that out. It's not that bad.
I just get off the highway, turn left, and then I have to turn right to get back on. So it's easy for me. And you guys got parking spots right in front of you. Maybe one day that won't be that'd be a good problem to have if all those spots are full. But yeah, this is me just kind of on a rant. Even Whole Foods doesn't seem as busy as I thought it would be. It's not like some crazy swamped area where I don't come in feeling stressed. I just pull in, park, hop in, hop out, leave. I'm actually impressed with how simple it is to navigate, personally.
That's a really good point, man. And you're just making me realize that, because I go there, you know, quite a lot. And there's another big grocery store chain here in town.
Wegmans.
And I'll tell you, I honestly, it's closer. When I park at Whole Foods, I'm a few steps away. There is no parking issue there. I have not experienced it, put it that way. And what else? I mean, I guess the other thing maybe your listeners are interested in is Tranquility Now has the mobile app. So it's on the iOS and the Android. And people download the app, and that's another, I think, component to the model that makes it so appealing to people, is it's on demand. You know, if you're in the neighborhood, or you're at Whole Foods, or you're just, your day open, you know, people's days goes like this, then all of a sudden it opens up and you say, I have a 1 hour right now. You just open up the app and it's two clicks. And when you show up, the chair is waiting for you. You know, you don't even have to call. And so I think that's another important feature, because it's called Tranquility Now, right? You don't need Tranquility in an hour, is our point. You need Tranquility Now. So
it's literally, I could pull out my phone. I live and die by my schedule, right? This is just me. And I can look at my schedule. I already know this. I've got another podcast from 4 to 5 p.m. I don't know what we're having for dinner yet. It's as simple as 5 o'clock comes along. I call my girlfriend, see if we already have a plan for dinner. If not, I can come by, get a quick massage, stop by Whole Foods, and be home by 6 to set dinner up, or even kind of get something on the way on the go. But again, that's my schedule. It's going to look different for everybody. Yeah. I can just pull out my phone and make the decision on the spot based on what my calendar says.
That's it, man. And I think there's just so much utility to that, because, you know, think about, and that was another problem we were trying to solve, is I was sort of considering the traditional model, and I said, you know, and it's great. Don't get me wrong. Like, I will still go get normal massage. There's a place for all of us. But one of the things to be aware of is, if you go that route, you know, you're going to give up half your morning or afternoon, because you want to use the amenities. You're going to be there for a while. It's not on demand. And so that's why this thing is so good. Open up the app, couple clicks, chair, half hour, feels like a 90, and then you're home by 6 for dinner, you know, whatever the girlfriend cooked or whatever you're bringing home or what, you know. So it just it fits into a busy lifestyle. Yeah.
And I know you're busy. We said it before we started that there's a possibility we'd run long, because we could do a Huberman Lab 3-hour podcast if we wanted to. Yeah. Do you have time for the rapid fire round? Just short, sweet, either or, and fill in the blank questions.
Yeah, ultimately, let's do it.
Get to know you a little bit better. I often start with coffee or tea.
Coffee.
Are you a morning person?
Morning person.
So, Western New York, what's your favorite time of year? What's your favorite season?
I like fall.
Fall time?
Yep.
What are you learning right now? You're very immersed into entrepreneurship and wellness. Is there anything that you're learning right now that's interesting you?
You know, I'm learning a little bit of video editing skills using something called DaVinci. You know, it's like a Premiere. I'm learning that. Also Canva. I mean, these are just things that kind of help my business. But I'm learning Canva because I've noticed I need to be able to do graphic design on the fly, and I can't wait on people anymore and stuff. So I'm trying to, you know, level up some of those skills. And what else? You know, I'm learning, I guess maybe on a personal level, and this is the journey I think that challenges all of humanity, is literally just discipline. You know, discipline's doing, and, you know, Mike Tyson has a quote on this, doing what you hate to do, but acting like you love it. And I listen to a lot of people on this topic of discipline. It's just so important. And show up and do what you're supposed to do, even when you don't want to do it, because our feelings fluctuate, and we have to our feelings need to be subordinate to our responsibilities in many cases, you know. So discipline is something I'm working on, I guess. So,
I think it's a fantastic answer, because I mean, you've got modern chiropractic, you're starting a business, you're entrepreneurial, you're wearing a lot of hats. It takes a little bit of discipline that you're learning Canva as well. It takes a lot of discipline to wear the amount of hats that's required to be successful sometimes.
Yes, it does. And then, of course, it's all about the people, right? So you surround yourself with good people. Like, we have Alfonso's here.
Yeah, he's great.
People love Alfonso. His customer service is impeccable. He's the same guy every day. He shows up with a smile and takes care of the people. And, you know, just he's wonderful. And I was lucky to find him, actually.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he'll listen to this, but if anyone's listening, and Alfonso, you'll come in, he'll be smiling, he'll give you a towel, ask him for his SoundCloud, because he's also a great hip-hop producer and rapper. He's amazing.
Yeah, that's his love, and he's really good. I've heard his material before. I'm like, you did that? I'm like, yeah, he's good.
we'll do just a couple rapid fire to close out, specific ones. What's your favorite massage?
I like the Big Kahuna. Big Kahuna is a 4D. So some of them are 3D and 4D. It's that four dimension, which is that variable speed. But what I like about it is the rollers come together like one big hand, and it just presses the spine. And there's, you know, with my anatomical background, I'm like, oh, this is getting the supraspinatus ligament and this and this and this. Like, it's really effective, and it just loosens you up. I feel good. So I love them all. They're like all my children. I named them all. But the Big Kahuna is the one I tend to go back to quite a bit. Yeah.
And what kind of pressure do you like?
I'm about a 3. I do a 3.
Okay. So you don't have to come in and do a 5 out of 5 and think you're a hard ass. It's a 2 to 3 is fine for a lot of people.
I would say for most people. And I actually left, because 3 is, you know, I would say it's intense, I guess I'll use that word. It's deep. And the chair actually goes up to level 4 and 5. And I didn't even list it, but when I rework it, I think I'm going to let 4 be on the board so people know. And then I thought, you know, for the 5% of people who want even deeper, we'll just tell them it can go up to a 5. I figured it would be big linemen and, you know, big people. Turns out to be like these thin, you know, female runners. they want to crank it up to 5, and they're like, perfect. That was perfect. So you know, we do have a lot of customization built in there, you know.
Well, hey, tell us one more time. Other than, honestly, again, if you're in Rochester, you can hit me up. I can give you the information. If you're out of Rochester, stay tuned, because you guys might have just started something that'll go mainstream in the future, which is kick butt. But for the locals, or anybody really, how can they reach out and continue to support you?
Well, I appreciate that, Ben. You know, tranquilitynow.com is a great place to start. And then also our social channels. We're pretty active on Instagram. So that's tranquilitynow_. And, you know, that's another great place to follow what we're doing. Or the number 417-8200. But yeah, and the intro pathway is probably the BOGO, or come with Ben. Ben can invite whoever he wants. And they can come with you.
I appreciate your time, Doctor. This has been fun, man. And I'll probably see you later or something, you know?
All right, man. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate, being here today just to talk to your audience and hopefully bring them some value, so I appreciate you. Thank you for the work you're doing out there in the community and bringing light to all these other businesses too, not just Tranquility Now, but I know you're doing this for a lot of other businesses, and I'm sure I can say on behalf of all of them, but, we appreciate the platform. Yep.
Thanks for the acknowledgement, man. And again, this is like the beginning of the flame. We'll have you back in a year and we'll see where things went, because this is cool.
Let's do it. Hopefully I'll have that customized feature in the app that you want and it'll be all in there. Click, click, click.
Yeah, I was offline. I was saying if I could pull up my phone and like, oh, I want my upper body and I want low pressure here, this, or like, so I have a flare up in my left foot, so let's not do pressure on the feet. Like, that's where it's going. It's going to be more and more customer. And it literally blew my mind. I'm like, I have not heard a phone ring. And it's because it's you walk in and it's a safe space. There's not ringing. There's not commotion. You get attention. Yeah. It's only going to get better. That's cool.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much. It's so good to see you, and enjoy your day, brother.
You too, boss.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.